here.
Okay, I think we will, I think that the reason that we did this work study is to talk about what changes were made after Andy met with the sound, what was the name of it?
Puget Sound.
Oh, yeah, Puget Sound. So, I'll just turn it over to Andy.
Thank you, Mayor Benson and Council members. The letter from Soundkeeper is in here. I think all of you hopefully had the opportunity to read it. It was a really beneficial meeting, I think, for all, and they saw where we had been and the good things we had done to the document and where we were at. So if you'll enter into the packet that we have for you tonight, and we've added their additional. So the red-lined items are the ones that we had already had in there, and the blue ones, now that show up.
Is that a red one?
Yeah, the red ones were staff already that Scott had walked through, that we'd all walked through. And then I think the people from Puget Soundkeepers, you know, just needed more time to actually read what was in here and kind of actually have that one-on-one conversation. So what we did, and with the attorney, because you got to have, like, this needs to say Section 2, Municipal Code is hereby amended to read as followed. And then in 17.04.020, what they asked us to add was the verbiage, minimize native vegetation loss, minimize impervious surfaces, and minimize stormwater flows. Okay? Then there's just some additional little numbering that's been corrected on page 2 of 13.
Councilmember D. So, in adding that, I'm just curious, doesn't that already imply, in there, is it just adding the words, or is that something that was totally missed in there?
I mean, what this really does is it just adds the words that, because the whole idea of LID is to do these whole things, is to minimize stormwater flows, to minimize impervious. They just felt that it needed to be just really said.
Verbally put in there.
And so that's okay. You know, like, we're all right.
I just wanted clarification if that was something that wasn't in there or if it was just something they just wanted have in writing.
You know, because it's the whole overall theme. If you take this and then the updated stormwater manual, these are our goals. They just wanted it there.
And
okay.
It's in the stormwater manual. Right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt to have it.
No. And then on page 3 of 13, section 5, of Blackdown Municipal Code, that was changed. And then under 18.04.030, the intent, G, incorporate low-income impact development, LIDs, best management practice, BMPs, and the principles, which then we just had the next one became H, because that's what they just want. So, okay, so that's what LIDs are, and that's where our whole goal is. So it was and then Section 64. So things now kind of get out of just numbering. That's all we're doing on page 4 of 13.
This might be more of a technicality, but what I noticed that was in our documents for best management practices was something from 97.
From what?
From 97. 1997.
In what document? So the BMPs are part of the new stormwater manual update.
I realize that. And I would and you know they will be newer. I guess it's the same thing that I've been saying right along. I'm wondering about a capacity to, when the newest stuff comes on, to do the newest stuff. And the reason I say that, it was pointed out with, you know, I went out with Del Santo a couple weeks ago, and one of the things that he was pointing out to me, which I know for a fact also, is that there's a lot of low-impact development happening on people's properties today. Because when we had this business before, that you and I remember, in the city about what happens with stormwater, where it can go and what it can do. We were at the forefront of doing the very best possible practices. And so a lot of, like you said, you know, there's drain fields on the downspouts is basically what he was saying on houses up here so that they won't flood out down below them. And I'm just concerned that we keep ourselves at the forefront of good practice.
So under, so for it to be a BMP, it needs to be spelled as ecology as one of their best management practices. Now, you could do other things that aren't in their criteria
right.
that you feel as a homeowner, like I'm going to have some rain barrels or I'm going to do different things. But the BMPs are spelled out by ecology in their manual.
Right.
And as they update things and then we come and we do our update every couple of years or whatever the process is, then we review it. And that, if we remember back, ecology said, don't, they didn't want us to do the newest thing every time because
no.
what happens is ecology has taken the philosophy is they put out what they think these things are and they kind of like put it out there and then they wait for people to challenge them. And so if it doesn't get
right.
challenged, like City of Bellevue has challenged them in the past, and City of Seattle. And
yeah.
So then if it doesn't get challenged, then it moves forward and then the smaller cities like us, then we will later on, a couple years later, we'll all adopt that.
Right, because a lot of times, you're right, there's for one thing, each individual place is different.
Soil types. Are right.
Soil types, what's on the underlayment, how far where the water table is. Every, you know, all, that is all different. And also, sometimes people come up with harebrained ideas that don't work, like our failed sewage treatment plant.
Right. I think under the LID and the best management practices move forward under the new standards where you have to try LID principles, I think we're going to see a lot of things come forward that either could be really great or they could be, like you said, maybe not been thoroughly baked yet. And so I think it would be best for us to maybe accept those after they've went through the course of some trial and error. It's kind of tiring that Black Diamond always has to be the trial and error community. Let's let somebody else be the trial and error.
Because of where we are.
So that was...
We're there.
Okay, on page 14, just under section, we just changed a number there. You've seen our updates on the
on
bottom.
What page?
There. Oh, excuse me, four of 13.
Four.
Yeah. So just a section number got
yeah.
changed. You'd seen our other things, a section number there. You'd seen these changes on 6 of 13. But those two sections that we demonstrated, those were really the only things that they wanted to change. I just wanted to walk through so you understood just the numbers have changed, those
mm-hmm.
blue. Because once we start adding things, then everything kind of gets off one number. And the other items in here, until you get to page 9 of 13, G up on the top, use low impact development, best managed practice within required landscaping areas. That was an additional. Okay.
And these are pulls directly out of the
manual. Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Mm-hmm. It's redundant, but
it's redundant, and some language that they just thought was appropriate. That it's oh, that's a lot of these are the intent. They just wanted the intent just to be more absolutely written out, which that's okay. You know, just and then
well, it helps the reader.
The parking again. The numbers just changed one more number on 11 of 13 and 12 of 13. A number changed. That's it. There's all this other is just again just the presentation that Alex had went through, all the other stuff. So I mean, we could have passed it the other night with it. These don't make substantial changes, but it just seemed that they were here, and you know we want to be on the good side of those kind of
mm-hmm.
people, you know. And so I think it took maybe an hour of staff's time. The other consultants came in and the conversation was really, really well and they appreciated us and we talked about all the things that we've been doing and all the things that we're currently doing and it was a really, really good meeting and just those few little tweaks and they've sent you their letter of support tonight and stuff. So, I mean.
So just for people that listen on the audio, I'm going to read that letter that they sent really quick. Townkeeper recommends that the Black Diamond City Council votes yes on the ordinance before them, amending the Black Diamond Code to further incorporate LID. LID requirements are the next step in controlling the region's stormwater runoff and protecting water quality for the region. Townkeeper believes LID, or LID, is a vital and impactful way to protect Puget Sound. voting to amend the code will allow Black Diamond to come in compliance with Phase 2 municipal stormwater permit and further protect the health of the public and their waterways. We have greatly appreciated the ability to work with the Black Diamond on those code amendments and look forward to seeing what advancements the city makes in the future regarding green development and water quality protection. So I also saw an email from them. I don't know if that's the second one. But it also said that they, you had, was it BHL?
AHBL
that were there, and they strongly encouraged the council to go in, talk with Andy, talk with them, and get to, you know, a one-on-one with them just like they had done. So, you know, I know Janie and I go and talk to Andy all the time, but I just thought, you know, their encouragement for the rest of the council and all of us to go in there and talk to staff and see what's happening was, I thought, pretty paramount for what we've all been saying all along, is please talk to staff.
And I think the other thing that's really good to know is Wayne, that is one of the principals from AHBL that came and talked to us last meeting. When he went out and talked to these Puget Soundkeeper people, he pointed out to them that one of the manuals that they use for low impact development, that he wrote it. So he was actually the author of one of the manuals that is used as a reference for low impact development. So he's very experienced in writing these kind of stormwater manuals and or low impact, changing the low impact development regulations.
I think one of the things that the Soundkeeper came out after our conversation is it's great that Wayne and those guys are there, but consultants come and go. Soundkeeper was more instrumental that your current staff was here who understand it would be implementing these and had bought into this, that we really supported trying to get that water back in the aquifer. So, I mean, that's the diligence upon us. It's great to have all this in paper, but it's got to be on us through the development regulations, through participation to make sure that these things, and, you know, I'll be honest, there's going to be lessons learned. We're going to make some mistakes with this stuff. We're going to, you know, you can have the best soil, the best thing, but if it's installed wrong, they're not going to work. And a lot of communities have learned through this, and that's why we are really diligent about when these are being installed, that there's an inspector there. We want an inspector there to make sure that the soil, the compaction is done. Because if they're not done properly, then they're just, it's worthless, right? It's worthless. I mean, we've all seen the ones up in West Seattle that were done. Those absolutely should have worked when they were installed. Wrong soil, when they compacted the soil, they weren't going to work then. So they had to dig them all up and redo it. So just to put that in there. But that's all we had in here. That was it.
So I'll just add, I noticed, and I put two pairs of glasses on to read it out to myself, but there's at this last column a lot of comments that were not at anywhere in the matrix. This is the AHBL matrix, right? So I saw things in there that will give us room to work or to look at or to pay attention to as we go forward. I think it's more important right now, actually, to get the LID passed, but at least that way we'll have a matrix in our code to work with. Yeah.